Now, recently the headlines have been awash with stories about how our data are being used or abused by companies. Facebook is currently under fire for allegedly sharing up to 87 million users' data with Cambridge Analytica, which has opened up a conversation about personal data and what is and isn't acceptable. So, to discuss this, we're joined by tech guru and angel investor Peter Cowley. Hi, Peter.
Hello.
So, why is data such a hot commodity for companies?
Well, I'll give you some figures. So last year, Facebook actually cost $20 billion to run. Where's that money coming from? In fact, they made a lot of profit out of that as well. That money is not coming from us as users, is it? It's coming from advertisers. So the advertisers are paying to put something onto Facebook, which we can then consume. And the numbers are huge, because apparently Facebook's got over 2 billion users and 100 billion clicks per year. It's only about 50 cents they get for each click, but at the same time, they've got to deliver the adverts that the advertiser wants to get to us. On Facebook, although I don't seem to notice the adverts, one in every five posts is actually an advert, unlike on Twitter, where it's one in every 10.
Facebook's been at the centre of this debate, but is it just them storing up lots and lots of personal data?
Not at all. The data might be different, but of course Amazon is doing it. They're suggesting you buy stuff. Google's definitely doing it with the advertising. Microsoft's doing it. Apple's doing it. And, although not in quite the same way, the banks, the government, the NHS, insurance companies, everybody's storing data on us.
How well do they really know us then?
Well, they know where we've logged in so that they can do some security. So if somebody else logs into your Facebook account, they'll tell you, etc., or Google. And they know your interests. In my case, you can actually check your preferences, which I think we've both done. And in my case, it's tech, finance, food, films, education. But also, for some strange reason, I'm interested in basketball, which I'm clearly not. And I think we share this, I'm interested in the police. I'm not quite sure why.
Yes, that came up on mine too. So Facebook has this option where you can go in and see what it thinks you like, and that's how it uses the information to target ads at you. And yes, some of it was pretty straightforward. It knows I like horror films, video games, and ukuleles. It knows how I like them. But it also has listed I like reality, which is an interesting one, plumbing, simply the word pint, and the rings of Saturn, which I really enjoyed.
Really?
I think that might be something to do with my job. Oh yeah, and Play-Doh as well. So I don't know how it got that idea.
Yeah, it was nothing like a specific for me, but because my tastes are somewhat different, I suspect. And there's a saying that we are the product of the tech giants, not customers of theirs. The customers are the advertisers, and we're the product, and they're selling us, which is actually, if you look at it, is correct. But it's not just the tech giants are doing that, because pay TV channels are. Magazines, newspapers are reading them, and they're selling the facts so that what's advertised, say, in the Financial Times would be different from what's advertised in the Sun. So it's not just the tech giants doing it. It's a way of targeting advertising.
When this story broke, there seemed to be quite a lot of surprise. As someone who works in the tech industry, what were your thoughts? Were you surprised by this
development? I was surprised that Facebook had allowed the data to be harvested in that way. And in fact, although it's not quite an apology, I don't think, Zuckerberg did mention that and has put some new rules in place to ensure, or hopefully ensure, we'll wait and see whether it works, that this sort of thing doesn't happen again. I suspect that's really difficult to police, though.
And there's questions of overturning democracy and things like that being thrown around. But on a personal level, is it necessarily a bad thing to have your data used like this?
It depends how it's used. It depends on whether you trust the person who's used and whether the people who are using the data are respecting your data. There will be good things, and this has been covered on the programme before. Our medical data, sufficiently anonymised, should end up with us having more specific treatment or even specific drugs if necessary, because medical treatment is a lot to a statistical chance of something happening based on your age, your sex, your location, etc. So that data could be very powerful. But there's a lot of things that could be connected with Big Brother. The one that people talk about is that if an insurance company detects you're going to the doctor more, therefore your health insurance might go up. So yes and no, very specific to the data.
And so what can an individual do about this?
Well, obviously the extreme is to go completely off grid. So to have one of the old-fashioned feature phones, not to have a smartphone, not to have an email address and everything. But modern life doesn't allow that. How do you buy a plane ticket if you're completely off grid? The government's putting more and more services online, like renewing your car tax. So the next thing is to come off social networks, of course. And I think a lot of people probably have done that. But there are advantages in terms of keeping in touch. What you should do definitely is regularly check your privacy settings on any of these, which you can do. They do allow that. Whether they give enough privacy settings, I don't know. And there's a new law coming in, EU law coming in next month, called the General Data Protection Regulations, which is pushing some of this responsibility onto the companies.
Do you think the conversations that are being had now will lead to genuine change in the tech industry and in social media groups?
Absolutely. There are four stakeholders here: the users, IES, the advertisers, the platforms themselves, Facebook, etc., and the regulator and governments. And there's a lot going on. My crystal ball isn't good enough to tell you what it's going to be like in 5 years' time, but there is change happening.
We'll have to wait and see. Peter Cowley, thank you very much.
Thank you.